Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh then quotes a few Quranic ayat and ahadith on the three subjects referred to previously, namely, number one, the virtues of contentment, being happy with what you have. Number two, the need for being patient in difficulties. And number three, the bad habit of begging and seeking favors from people. Ayat in praise of contentment. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ. Until the end of the ayat. Translation is, the love of the joys that come from women and children and stored up heaps of gold and silver and branded horses and cattle and crops have been beautified for man. But all these are the enjoyment of the worldly life. But Allah has a more beautiful place. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I tell you of something better than all these things? Their Rabb has gardens underneath which rivers flow, and pure wives, and the pleasure of Allah. Allah sees His slaves, those who say, our Rabb, we believe in you, so forgive our sins and save us. Those who are steadfast, truthful and obedient, those who spend and do not collect, those who ask for forgiveness in the late hours of the night. Love for the things of this world should be treated very quickly by trying not to show any interest and by trying not to think about it all the time. Once the love gets strong, it becomes very hard to control it. This is true for the love of all worldly things. For example, love for wealth, honor and popularity, love for children, even love for pet birds like pigeons, etc., and love for games like chess, soccer, cricket, etc., and other similar pursuits. After the love of these hobbies enter the heart, they will destroy a person both in this world and the akhirah. If a horse rider sees his animal taking a wrong turn, he immediately pulls the reins and turns it in the right road. If he allows it to take the wrong turn and it goes into a narrow doorway, he will then have a very hard time in trying to take it out. So it is very important to save ourselves from these temptations from the very beginning and to use them only according to our need. SubhanAllah.